A meeting is underway at the White House between Senate and House leaders at this hour. It's a final stab at trying to find a solution to avoid the looming fiscal cliff of automatic tax hikes and spending cuts. The president plans to offer a scaled-down package that would prevent tax increases on income of $400,000 or less. Some senators are optimistic about a deal. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says he thinks it can be reached. Republican Senator Bob Corker agrees, but
probably the worst-case scenario will come out of this meeting today, and that is we will kick the can down the road, Jeff. We'll do some small deal, and we'll create another fiscal cliff to deal with this fiscal cliff.
Corker was interviewed on CBS's This Morning. A threatened port strike that would have crippled the East and Gulf Coast is off for at least a month. A federal mediator says a contract for more than 14,000 longshoremen has been extended for 30 days. Economists had feared a strike would have crippled U.S. retail and manufacturing parts of the economy. Jonathan Gold is with the National Retail Federation. He says the extension takes some of the pressure off both sides.
The rush isn't gone, but at least the hope is that they can get a final deal worked out within the next 30 days so we don't have to worry about another strike or shutdown towards the end of January.
Now, the sticking point between the union and dock workers has been over royalty payments to union workers based on cargo weight. Mediators say both parties have reached an agreement in principle over that issue, but they're not giving details. The 23-year-old student who was the victim of a gang rape in India's capital is fighting for her life, according to doctors at the Singapore hospital where she's being treated. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the young woman remains on life support and her condition is worsening.
The patient is currently struggling against the odds, said Kelvin Low, the CEO of Mount Elizabeth Hospital in Singapore. He said that a multidisciplinary team of specialists had been working tirelessly to treat the young woman. Doctors are quoted as saying she has suffered significant brain injury and that she has an infection in her lungs and abdomen. Delhi police say the young student was beaten with an iron rod, gang raped, and thrown from a bus on December 16th. Her brutal case has ignited rage in the country that boiled over into violent protests in the capital. The government has tried to stem rising public anger by promising safer streets, speedier trials of sexual crimes, and the consideration of the death penalty for the crime of rape. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.